everybody. Welcome to Soul Up. I'm Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. Thanks for listening. This podcast offers conversation, tools, and insight to help you respond to life consciously and intentionally from the wisest part of your being. You are a multifaceted person living in a complex and complicated time of great change. Individually and collectively, we have the ability to heal our cultural and familial wounds, to rise beyond the limitations and illusions of the fear-based world that we live in, and rise into a new dimension and to create a life with more purpose, peace, and possibility. We can re-enchant the universe and reclaim the magic. We've had a few days now to settle into this Taurus energy infusion. The sun moved into Taurus last Saturday, April 19th. So now we're a little more acclimated, tuned in to that vibration, so we can take this energy to another level with the new moon, which will be exact on Sunday, April 27th, 2:30 in the afternoon Central Daylight Time. So new moons occur in the dark. They're always about planting. The sun, consciousness, and moon, unconscious, come together in the dark to create. When we plant seeds, we stick them underground. They're then nurtured by the soil and they germinate. Emotional seeds do the same. As the lunar cycle moves on, they emerge. And at the full moon, about 14 days from now, we'll see what we've produced. The first phases of the cycle, from the new moon to the first quarter, are really an effort to overcome the pressure and inertia of the past, to break out of the place we've been stuck. And at the midpoint of this first quarter of the cycle, when the crescent moon shows up, you know, we see the promise of things growing, the fulfillment of the full moon to come. As the moon increases in size, the momentum of the cycle increases. So the overall lunar cycle reflects the process of transformation. It's a step-by-step process of change, little changes, little pieces of evolution that we go through round and round. For this new moon, the sun and moon meet at 7 degrees of Taurus. So all conjunctions, when two planets are right together like that, it's called a conjunction. So all conjunctions reflect a merger, a melding into. Our unconscious brings something to our consciousness so that something new can be created. With awareness, you know, if we pay attention to this, we can get the message. We can see what's going on in our life and how these energies are playing out in our life experience. And we have the opportunity then. We get to heal another piece of lingering emotional debris left there from our current life experience, or from our past or our ancestral line. Remember that as these archetypal energies are processed through our vibrational system, they emerge based on where we're at and the healing work that we've done. What emerges is not always about discomfort or pain. We are also offered the opportunity with this influx of energy to bring forth blessings that are associated with the sign. As we do our healing work and as we rise above some of the heavier emotional places of shame, blame, guilt, despair, we are able to raise our personal vibration. And when we are able to tune in to the higher resonance of the virtues associated with the sign, we better experience the gifts of that sign. So with Taurus, the gifts include contentment. And what a nice thing. Delight, one of my favorite words. Simplicity, ease, stability. And probably one of the most important gifts of all, a knowing that you are enough, that you have enough. As it's Taurus season, as you know, this is what we want to work with the new moon energy around these themes of Taurus. So this is the energy we're immersed in. So we want to consider the areas of life that Taurus influences and do our planting there. This is the idea of setting intentions, focusing our thoughts, holding a clear intention of what we want to bring forward can help us gain the benefit and growth that we're looking for. It's a really beneficial practice to develop rituals and regular routines around new moons, full moons, these cyclical markers. They become like anchors. It's a steady point where we can get plugged into the energy. And in doing so, we become a more viable container as we learn to consciously work with the opportunities and issues presented by that archetypal energy. We can think about a new moon coming in, the energy of the new moon coming in like a wave. And so to ritually best catch the wave, you have, you know, a space of 12 to 36 hours after the perfection, it's called, when the sun and moon come together exactly. So we have 12 to 36 hours after that to really maximize the energy of that surge. And yet the work continues. The current continues to flow through as we move toward the full moon, which will come, what, about 14 days later. With the focus in Venus-ruled Taurus, we are challenged to look at the quality of our desiring. What is it that we truly want? What do we long for? When we look at that, it can point us to places where we've gotten stuck, maybe overly cautious or limited by some stubborn adherence to some viewpoint that we have or an idea that we have. What is it that we think we have to have that we really don't? It is the archetypal energy that has us considering, really, well, what do we need? And what do we attach to in order to feel comfortable and safe? And again, probably the result or what we're really looking for here, what actually brings us peace. It is often our attachments that complicate our lives. And we can be attached to people, activities, TV shows, having our coffee a certain way, you know, having our day go by a certain routine, or by a mindset that, you know, it's very clear this is the way it should be done. And when things don't go the way we want, old, more primal and deeply ingrained emotions can flare up, and we are triggered into unhealthy responses. And the voice in our head gets carrying on, speaking up with all these mistruths and half-truths, statements like, you know, they don't really care about me, or nothing goes my way. You know, why does life have to be so hard? Or what's wrong with these people? You know, why don't they think the way that I do? And those kinds of statements or that type of thinking that comes up in our inner dialogue often concludes or comes down to the point of, I'm not good enough. I didn't do it right. Somehow I'm missing something. I'm not enough. Spiritual teacher Ken Keyes suggests that our attachments form in reflection of our wants and a combination with our deeper fears. So this blend of longing and yet things we're afraid of around issues of self-worth, deservability, and enoughness. These are all Taurus themes, and this new moon creates the space to dredge up some old unconscious thinking and plant something new. Mars and Pluto, two of the power hitters in the cosmic lineup, are in opposition for this new moon, helping to bring to the surface patterns that no longer serve us. The tension between the two, you know, the push-pull of their tug-of-war, is like birthing pains. It creates a space for integration and change to occur. Pluto brings our attention to places of shame, psychological wounding, intensity, chaos, upheaval, things we really don't want to see. At 3 degrees Aquarius, it's in new and not so familiar territory. But it has us considering the collective. What do we need to change to create a better future? For moving into this age of Aquarius, how are we going to do that? Mars, having just moved into Leo, stands in opposition. Stubborn, fiery, wanting its own way, not wanting to give in, sure that it's right. Brings the energy of, you know, being ready to fight for whatever it believes in. In fact, enthusiastically declaring that everybody else is wrong. Standing with Mars is Pandora, the asteroid goddess sent to Earth with a box full of hardships for mankind. So these two, Mars and Pandora, are in square to the new moon, creating a point of crisis that needs to be reconciled. And while it all looks pretty messy, it's got to be cleaned up so we can actualize the hope that lies beneath. That was at the bottom of Pandora's box. Hope. Our task is to resolve the tension between the two malefics, to find the and, a place where we can see, face, and release the intense energy brought forth by Pluto, and allow the determination and courage of Aries to lead the way to greater life for all. How do we get them to work together? That integration brings transformation. We work with these energies best by bringing an attitude of curiosity. We notice the issues, the glitches in our life that detract from our sense of peace and security, and we compassionately ask questions. I wonder what this is trying to teach me. I wonder what could be on the other side of this difficulty. I wonder what I'm really afraid of. Ken Keyes suggests that one of the most beneficial things we can do for ourselves is to shift our attachments to the more freeing perspective of preferences. I prefer to have my coffee with stevia and heavy cream. I prefer that people speak to me kindly. I prefer that the internet works when I want to get online. I prefer to have at least $5,000 in my savings account. With this mindset shift from have to have to prefer, we atrophy the sore spot that triggers the emotional reaction. So, I mean, I'd still like these things, right? Well, I'd still like them. I'm no longer so caught up in having them that I suffer when I don't get them. Instead, I find the integrity, the wholeness, a place to choose what I'm going to do about it. When I can look at the situation and step back enough to avoid that emotionally triggered response, we can allow the feelings of hurt or sadness or discomfort to move through rather than increase the intensity of the situation by resisting and reacting. What we resist persists. When it's not activated, the trigger fades away and we experience freedom. Uranus is trine the South Node, making it easier for us to awaken to those old patterns and to shake us out of our comfort zone. It then is sextile the North Node, offering an opportunity for freedom and expanded life. With Ceres, the Great Mother, and she's our point of greatest nurturing, Saturn's there too, our wise elder and voice of authority, and Venus, the focal point of this lunar cycle, and our guide to the things we need to feel safe and secure, all conjunct the North Node in the sign of spirit and high consciousness. So that's Ceres, Saturn, and Venus, all in Pisces, conjunct the North Node. They sextile Uranus. This power-packed alignment really offers us such a greatly profound opportunity to reconsider our values, what we have, what we need, what's important for our own sense of peace and safety. Clearly, that powerful gang together offers a high road if we are wondering at all which path to take. Venus, now direct, has moved back into Aries, bringing a new expression of feminine energy. She will emerge from her shadow, returning to 10 degrees Aries on May 15th. In doing so, she activates the solar eclipse point of 9 degrees Aries from March 29th. She will not be the same as she was before. And no matter how much others attempt to hold her back, there is no going back. Mercury, our planet of communication, curiosity, and connection, is also in forward direction. Friday, it activated the March 29 solar eclipse point, that 9 degrees Aries. And as it clears its shadow, we may have a much clearer understanding of what is happening on a world level. The communication may be more overt and direct. And miscommunications and false truths will be harder to hide. Mars, our masculine principle, with its drive, passion, enthusiasm, is also direct. And again, these are the three personal planets. So Mars has moved back into the energy of Leo, and it will come out of shadow later this week, back to the 6-degree Leo point, does that on May 1st, which will also then move it away from its opposition with Pluto. That'll clear essentially by the end of the week. And we will see more clearly the impact of that interaction. I encourage you to take a few minutes at the end of this episode, before you go on to something else, and consider what it is that you'd like to grow in this moon cycle. More money? Less stuff? Greater self-confidence? Peaceful house? Consider the themes of Taurus and how they are impacting your life. What is it that triggers resentment, self-dismissal, some type of anxious attachment to having or being enough? Realistically, even the question, how do you define enough? Peace, one of Taurus's greatest gifts, comes only when we end the war within. When we do that, we become part of a collective consciousness that can eliminate war without. The cycle of evolution goes round and round. May flowers are right around the corner. May Day, or Beltane, one of the four cross-quarter days in the wheel of our year, is typically celebrated May 1st. It actually occurs when the sun reaches the halfway point between spring equinox and summer solstice. Beltane emphasizes the sacred union of masculine and feminine energies. If you'd like your natal chart so you can follow along and see how it is being activated by these transits, email your birth date, time, and place to connect@kayleenwelsh.com, and I'll send it to you digitally. And if you'd like to understand more about how these changing energies are impacting your life, schedule a session at www.kayleenwelsh.com. Until next time, oh my goodness, shine on. Beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Ooh, ooh, pour it on me.
your time, I will be here by your side. I'm melting just like wax before you. You're soothing every sore spot, smoothing every course knot, leaning with my whole soul toward you. Every word you sing, simply let it ring out with that voice sweet as honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Makes sweet all the bitter, and it keeps me warm in-